What's up, everybody? They seen the doc. They actually have the proof. Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And what's up, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have not already, please hit the thumbs up on YouTube and Rumble. Hit the thumbs up for me on Facebook. Please hit the share button. If you're on Rumble and YouTube, hit the share button there as well. I would greatly appreciate it. Okay, have y'all heard? I started to put in the title breaking, but you know, they don't like it when you say breaking. At least they don't like it when I say breaking, because if I say breaking, then it must be something that they don't like. And they don't like a lot of the things that I talk about because of the way I think. Anyways, if you're watching on YouTube, please, like I said, go ahead and hit the thumbs up, hit the share button on Rumble, hit the thumbs up, hit the share button. And on Facebook, hit the share button. And for those of you that don't know this, if you hit exclamation point, type in notify, one word, exclamation point, notify, you can get notified for every time I go live. So please, please consider doing that. Please consider doing that. Okay, so I'm going to share some stuff with you before we get into the documents that actually show proof of the Biden crime family's dealings. Before we get into that, I'm going to share some stuff with you about
China.
China. China's in the news, everybody. Of course, China's in the news. China's had a ship that come really close to our ship, and it's like nothing's happening, right? Nothing happened. Nothing happening. China, you know, takes one of their ships and go right past ours. And they've got, oh, we just wanted to say hi. Hello. Hello. Hello, Americans. Right. Just like when they sent the spy balloon over the United States of America from the West Coast to the East Coast. Spy balloon. Don't worry about it. It's just a spy balloon. It's nothing to worry about. They're just gathering data on our military facilities and our nuclear silos. Don't worry about it. Let it get it, gather all the data, because Beijing by the China Joe is controlled by China.
China.
100% controlled by China. Look at this. I have two clips I just want to share with you on this. But then after this, I'm going to get on to where they release these documents, what is absolutely highly important that everyone hit the share button. Everybody hit the share button. Before we do that, though, let me play this for you. Let me play this for you. This is, listen to what they say, because this is not good, right? China is just showing the world how weak the United States of America is right now.
On China, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is over in Singapore. Chinese counterparts don't want to meet with him there. They refuse that. We've had these incursions with a jet, a Chinese jet, and now with warships in the Taiwan Strait. Some aggressive behavior there. But there's talk that this administration is looking at potentially lifting some tariffs and saying we have to do better with communication between these two countries. I mean, how are we doing managing that relationship?
Well, Biden administration officials should stop chasing after their Chinese communist counterparts like love-struck teenagers. It's embarrassing and it's pathetic. In fact, it projects weakness to China. It encourages them to do things like buzz our aircraft or come within a few hundred yards of our ships. It encourages them to send spy balloons floating all across America.
Exactly. I mean, they send spy balloons all across America. And they're acting like there's nothing to see here, nothing to see here. So this Chinese, I guess it's a battle cruiser. I don't even know what kind it is. So I'm pretty sure someone watching can tell me, can fill me in on it. But they send this Chinese ship and it goes really close to the U.S. military ship, naval ship, right? And I'm wondering, I'm still waiting on the Biden crime family or the Biden regime to say something about it. Have they said anything about it? Oh, it's nothing to worry about. It just came close. They can't even ask China. They're trying to talk to China. China, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this, China? And China going like, I don't have to answer to you stupid Americans. Will. This is what China's saying about it.
China. It's actually a Chinese warship.
The Chinese warship. I mean, I don't even care if it was a Chinese pirate boat. It came close enough. It came too close. The whole point is that
China
did it and the Biden regime does nothing. And let's just give him a call. Let's give him a call. Listen to this, because China won't even talk to the United States of America.
China's defense minister refuses to speak to Secretary Austin, but two top U.S. officials are arriving in Beijing today in an attempt to thaw relations. The visit comes after CIA Director Bill Burns' secret trip to China last month, becoming the most senior Biden administration official to visit Beijing since our relationship with China sharply deteriorated.
So it's like they won't even take their phone call. What message does that send if they won't even take their phone calls? Think about that. I mean, you know, think about it like this. Now, I'm pretty sure everybody has come across somebody in their life where they had some kind of conflict or it was better for you to just move on. And they call you, but you don't answer the phone. Have you ever had that? Or you were trying to call someone and they stopped answering the phone. You ever had that? At some point, the communication, something happened there where they stopped communicating altogether. Now, I'm pretty sure. Now, there are people in my life that used to call me and I don't want to talk to them because I don't want that drama. I don't want that unnecessary stuff in my life. Right? I don't mean any ill will for them. Right. But I don't want to talk to him at all. But when it comes to
China,
you're talking about governments, military, not communicating with one another. That's a completely different story. You don't have to like each other, but you need to communicate to keep the tensions down. OK, now let's get into it. Now, I wanted to talk about that while people started getting in, and let's get into the breaking news. You know, you have Comer kept constantly asking for the documents from the FBI where it was showed Joe Biden's criminal activities. Now they don't have the doc because the FBI still refused to allow Comer and the Republicans in the House that they work for them, right? But they refuse to allow them to take the document with them. And the only reason why I believe they refuse to let them take the document with them so they can deny it. So in one hand, you have the Republicans saying they see the documents and it proves, for the most part, proves the Biden crime family in their activities, right? Because it doesn't disprove it. It doesn't say that he wasn't involved. But of course, the Democrats come out and said there's nothing there. There's nothing new. The FBI didn't want to do an investigation on this because there was nothing there. If that was the case, everybody, why in the world would Ray not allow them to take the documents with them? Why in the world would Ray prevent them from even seeing the documents up until now? Why did they have to threaten him with jail time possibly if he doesn't produce the documents? And now this Thursday is going to be really interesting because if you ask me, based on the information that has come out, Ray still needs to go to jail. He needs to go to prison because they're showing the Biden crime family this criminal activity took place. They knew it was taking place and they did nothing to do anything about it. Well, listen to the lying liberal. Listen to the lying Democrat as he comes out here. This Ruskin, he comes out here lying to everybody, trying to tell everybody, convince everybody he's doing his job. I don't expect otherwise of him. He's coming out saying there's nothing there. Don't even pay attention to it. Now, let me remind you, these are the same people, Ruskin and a whole lot of them on the left. These are the same people telling you that a man can become a woman. You need to believe that, right? You need to believe that. We all know it's a lie, but you need to believe it. You need to believe it. Listen to this.
The form 1023, and that this group was created in June and spent the summer on it. And as I understand it, in August, determined that there was no grounds to escalate from an initial assessment to a preliminary investigation. And the standard for moving from an assessment to a preliminary investigation in FBI prosecutorial protocol is whether there are articulable
Listen to this.
Facts giving rise to suspicion of criminal activity.
So there is suspicion of criminal activity. There's videos and pictures and there's information. Joe Biden even said it himself when he was sitting on a panel with people saying, if you don't fire the prosecutor, you won't get the $1 billion. There's enough evidence. There's so much evidence. But this dude, doing like the typical Democrat, the typical leftist, they look the other way. They come out there and deflect. They come out and try to make it look like there's no there there. If that was the case, why in the world would Ray prevent Congress from seeing the docs? Why would he do that? Why would they go all this time saying, no, you can't see the docs. You can't see the docs. Why would they do that if there was nothing there? Do y'all believe this guy? Yes or no?
So they apparently decided there was not, and they called an end to the investigation. Now, recall that this is...
Now, listen to this part. They called it the end of investigation, right? This is the FBI calling the end of investigation to Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's crime family activities, because they're protecting them. We already know. We all know it's there. It's no secret. This is how Rome, I'm willing to bet this is what Rome looked like before it completely collapsed. Partially, right? Not without the technology and et cetera, et cetera. But the corruption. You still have people like Ruskin that was there during that time with the whole corruption, hiding the corruption.
Under Attorney General William Barr and his handpicked prosecutor, Mr. Brady, who was a Trump appointee, they were the ones who decided that there was no grounds further based on what this confidential human source reported from a conversation with another person.
You hear this? So he's talking about a conversation from another person. It sounds like a hearsay person again. And how many of y'all trust Attorney General Barr? Right? And you see how he was quick to bring that up. Appointed by President Trump, right? Attorney General Barr. Attorney General Barr is a rat. He's a straight up rat. Rhino against Trump. He's a straight up rat. He's a rat right now. And he's out there talking about, you know, no one should be supporting President Trump. This is Barr. This is Barr. This just goes to show how deep the deep state is and how corrupt the federal government is. This is like mind blowing to no end. It's so mind blowing. And you know what? For me, it's like they want us to believe them after they come out and tell all of these lies. And someone will go, well, tell me one lie. They said, well, tell me one lie. These are the same people that's telling you that I can get pregnant. Same people. So, and then they want you, then they want to force you to believe that. They want you to be forced to believe it. Do you have to believe the lie or you're going to be in trouble? They want you to believe the lie. And they know good and well it's a lie. And so then they turn around and then they want us to believe this. They want us to believe what Ruskin is saying, that there's no there there. Now, listen to Comer. Listen to what he says. He comes out after looking at the documents and listen what he said, and especially what comes this Thursday. Now, there's two things going to happen, in my opinion. Ray is going to disappear, or he'll go in this hearing and he'll say, I can't talk about that in an open hearing. I can't talk about an open hearing. That's what I'm expecting to happen if he shows up.
Yeah, for those that don't know, they're actually going ahead with the contempt of court against Christopher Ray.
He needs to go to prison.
Even though they saw the document,
yes,
he would not surrender it to the oversight committee, yes, which there's no reason why. Will, if there's no there, why not just surrender the document? Why not just say, here you go? Right? I mean, their actions are completely in contrary to what is happening. Because if it proved Biden's innocence, they would turn it over.
They would have had it out there day one.
Right. Day one, right?
Day one, if they said, look, This proves that Joe Biden did no criminal activity, but they had to pull tooth. They had to pull teeth and nails. They had to pull everything they can to get to just to be able to view the document. I mean, I can't even get it out. They had to pull in everything. They had to tie a string around the tooth and put it on the doorknob just to get the just to be able to view the document. It's ridiculous. Listen to him. Listen.
Entity. We'll hear more as James Comer is now speaking at the Capitol. Let's listen.
FBI officials confirmed that the unclassified FBI-generated record has not been disproven and is currently being used in an ongoing investigation.
You hear this? It's currently being used in an ongoing investigation. So who are you going to believe? You're going to believe him? Are you going to believe lying Ruskin? You're going to believe the lying Democrats? See, if this was the other way around, the Democrats would be screaming through the roof. We need the truth. No one is above the law. No one is above the law. That's what they'd be screaming right now. No one is above the law.
The confidential human source who provided information about then Vice President Biden being involved in a criminal bribery scheme is a trusted, highly credible informant who has been used by the FBI for over 10 years and has been paid over six figures.
Okay, so this FBI informant has been with the FBI for over 10 years, paid over six figures, right? And they're trying to discredit him, and he's saying that then this informant told Congress that the document existed. The FBI did not want him to see the documents because he originally they were trying to act like there was no documents. And then they come out and say, well, there is a document, but you can't see the document. And they go, what do you mean we can't see the document? So you're acknowledging that the document exists, but we can't see it. And now they say, well, you can see it, but you cannot take the document with you. And the reason being is so they can deny it. That's the only reason. They want to be able to come out and deny it. So come Thursday, somebody's going to be lying. And I'm telling you, I'm expecting Ray to be lying. If he doesn't lie, he's going to say, I can't talk about that in the open setting. If there's no classified information here, why not? But he's going to say that because they have to protect the criminal in the big house right now.
These are facts and no amount of spin and frankly lies from the White House or congressional Democrats can change this information. At the briefing, the FBI again refused to hand over the unclassified record to the custody of the House Oversight Committee. And we will now initiate contempt of Congress hearings this Thursday.
Right there. Right there. This Thursday. So again, how many, you know, I'm just kind of curious. Can we put the comments on the screen real quick? I want to show y'all what something that I did here. Look at this. Look at this. Look at that. Look at that right there. Got Facebook, YouTube, and Rumble comments right now on the screen. So if you're looking on Rumble, look like right now we don't have a lot of activity on Rumble. So please leave me some comments on Rumble. Thank you so much. And you can see right there, we got the Facebook and we got YouTube right there in the middle. So how many of y'all, I mean, what do you think? Do you think Ray is going to be truthful? Do you think Ray is going to show up even? I mean, I'm suspecting that he just might not show up, right? And they said, well, you know, the Biden regime said, don't go, don't go. Why would they protect them like this? Is this not bizarre to you? Is this not bizarre? This is the FBI that's supposed to be going for the truth, regardless of what you are, what party affiliation you are with. You're supposed to be going after the truth, right? Am I wrong? Am I wrong? Let's go back to it.
Given the severity and complexity of the allegations contained within this record, Congress must investigate further. Americans have lost trust in the FBI's ability to enforce the law impartially and demand answers, transparency, and accountability. The investigation is not dead. This is only the beginning. It appears this investigation is part of an ongoing investigation, which I assume is in Delaware. The Oversight Committee will follow the facts and be transparent to the American people with our findings.
In Delaware. Now, Ruskin just a minute ago, I played for y'all. The Ruskin said that there is no investigation going on at all. Anything with the I'm taking it that there's nothing, no investigation going on when it comes to the Biden crime family. But you know what's really interesting to me is that he's exposing all of this. Comer's exposing all of this. Republicans are exposing all of the corruption. The left, the liberal media, they all look the other way like, there's nothing there. Nope, I don't see anything. Nope, there's nothing there. I don't see it. Like for example, I'm looking for, like I'm supposed to be looking at the camera. There is no camera. I don't see a camera. Do y'all see a camera? This is exactly how blatant it is. That's exactly how blatant it is. So instead of them looking at the truth, instead of them wanting to get to the truth, they're still trying to figure out how they can indict President Trump. Because President Trump, to them, is the biggest threat. They're still fearful that President Trump is going to come back. Well, listen to this with Jen Psaki as they talk about how they want to go after President Trump. They want to indict him. And it's like they're just on here rumbling on, doing a lot of hot air, trying to convince everybody that they should indict President Trump. But I want y'all to pay attention, because what I play after this is going to exactly show why they're doing this.
Because the grand jury is expected to meet this week. What does that mean for the timeline? I mean, should we all be on indictment watch now, or is that premature?
We should be on indictment watch. And here's why. What I'm seeing is prosecutorial practice 101. The last witness reportedly went before the grand jury about a month ago. Now they're being recalled. They're going to be back in session this week. Let me tell you what I take away from that. When we're handling large-scale investigations, big RICO conspiracy cases, what we do is we try to present all of the witnesses and all of the evidence to the grand jury. The testimony, the documents we've subpoenaed, the audio tapes, the surveillance tapes of perhaps people moving boxes around. Mm-hmm. Once we're done, or we think we're done, we take a step back. And we basically send the grand jurors home. And what we do is we produce what's called a case impression memo, a soup to nuts written account of every shred of evidence that the grand jury heard, every charge we think might be supported by that evidence, and every court precedent that informs us about whether this evidence satisfies the elements of these crimes. Once we're done all that, we make a prosecutorial decision. What charges, if any, do we ask the grand jury to vote on? Of course, Jen, in this case, there is one intervening step that we usually don't have. Jack Smith has to present all of that with his recommendation to the grand jury under the special counsel regulations, to Merrick Garland, not to the grand jury. He has to present his recommendation to Merrick Garland, and Merrick Garland has to give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
What do you think Merrick Garland is going
to
do?
I don't know if you ask me to predict. Merrick Garland selected Jack Smith precisely because he had the confidence in Jack Smith to make this recommendation. So I have a feeling whatever Jack Smith recommends, Merrick Garland is going to give it the thumbs up.
Of course he's going to give the thumbs up. It can be 100% fraudulent. You can get him off the screen. It can be 100% fraudulent, and Merrick Garland is going to give him the thumbs up because they have to go after Trump. They have to go after Trump. And I've said it so many times before. They have to get rid of Trump. Look, if they're thinking this is how they're thinking. I kind of get a little excited because I was right. I didn't want to be right, but I was right. They say, and you know what? Everyone, I'm pretty sure many people thought about this too. They said, if we don't get rid of Trump, we don't indict him, make him a criminal, put him in jail, something. If we don't do something to him and he returns, because they see every single day it's looking better and better and sweeter for the return of the Jedi. They see President Trump returning. They see it happening. They see the pathway because they see the American people are still supporting President Trump. They've done so much dirt, so much damage. They lied. They've done everything they could do to get you to turn away from President Trump. Everything. You even have the left supporting particular Republican candidates just to get you to support them to move away from President Trump. Am I wrong? You know I'm not. You see it. Now, They're saying that they have to get rid of President Trump because when President Trump returns, he's going to bring down the hammer. He's going to look. They're saying that when President Trump comes, he's going to start basically, I'm going to paraphrase here, locking up people. He's going to start getting people. He's going to start fixing the system. And they don't want that. Listen to James Comey. But wait a minute, before I go to James Comey, I want to read something. Look like Mr. Brown put in the comments here. And this is pertaining to what's going on with the Oversight Committee, James Comey. Biden stowed 1,800 classified documents. He put boxes in here, but I'm pretty sure it was documents. 1,800 classified documents when he was VP, which he had no business having, right? He had no business having them. He took them unauthorized because even the archives dropped the ball on that, right? Also, the Biden crime family received millions of dollars from foreign countries in favors. Yes, they did. The American people, we are demanding justice now. No more with the cover-ups. I completely agree. I completely agree. I just happened to see it. He put it in here a couple of times and it caught my eye. That is exactly it. So true. Now listen to James Comey, people, because we're getting closer and closer. If you haven't already, please hit the share button in this. And also Facebook and YouTube, hit the thumbs up right now and hit the share button as well.
You said that Trump poses a near existential threat to the rule of law. And
I mean, come on. I mean, I'm sorry. I had to stop it. You hear this? Trump is a threat to the rule of law. Trump is the threat to the rule of law. You hear this? When these people, corrupt as they are, they're breaking the law every single day. No one's going to do anything because the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, none of them are going to do anything about it because they're all in on it.
You said that Trump poses a near existential threat to the rule of law. And this is something similar language that I hear privately from national security officials, some people you and I both know who will say this privately about what a second term could mean. But tell me a little bit about the specifics of what he could try to do. What do you mean by that?
Well, thank you. Now, you hear this. She says, tell me the specifics on what he can try to do. Basically, he's getting ready to list off everything that they're attempting to do to President Trump right now to prevent him from coming back in 2024. But they're saying Trump is going to do it. Trump needs to do it for this corruption. He needs to do it. He needs to bring the hammer.
Well, think about what 4 years of a retribution presidency might look like. He could order the investigation and prosecution of individuals who...
Aren't we seeing that now? Aren't we seeing that now? Are we not?
We seize as enemies. I'm sure I'm on the enemies list. Because the president constitutionally does oversee the executive branch entirely, which includes the Department of Justice, prosecutors and investigators. And so he could commission direct that individuals be pursued. He could also direct all kinds of other conduct that people would maybe take to court to try to stop. But who enforces court orders?
Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Who's doing this now? Are we living in a twilight zone? Are they not doing this very same thing? I mean, my goodness. See, this is a prime example of them talking, running their pie holes, thinking that we're too ignorant, too stupid to figure out that what they're doing, they're going to blame on Trump. Trump needs to do it. I wish Trump would have did it in his first term. But see, I think Trump, he was trying to give people the benefit of the doubt. He was trying to give people the opportunity to do the right thing. I believe President Trump was trying to do the right thing. But see, you can't play. You cannot play with these people. These people are nothing but Satan's spawns. You have to deal with them accordingly.
Mostly the United States Marshals Service, which is in part of the executive branch and reports to the president. And so President Trump could say, I don't care what the Supreme Court says or these district judges say. I'm telling the Marshals Service, don't enforce the court order.
I mean, come on. Aren't we seeing that right now? You remember when they overturned Roe versus Wade? They said, well, we don't care what the Supreme Court says. We're going to continue to kill these babies. We don't care. They've said it multiple times. They don't care. They hate the U.S. Constitution so much. They don't care what the Constitution says. We're going to make up our own laws. It's the same thing when they, before this stupid debt bill, Joffrey Hakim said, we're going to do our own bill. They can care less. And everything he's sitting there saying that President Trump is going to do, they're already doing. They don't care. They don't care.
And so our Constitution really does give a rogue president, which is what this would be, tremendous power to destroy. And so that's why I'm trying to warn people. Given the way he said he intends to operate if he's reelected, this will be something we could never have imagined. Again, it's...
I mean, you know what? It's like hysterical. He said, he literally just sat there and said that. Like, this is something so bad that we can never imagine. I mean, how do you think it is right now? We have an open border with the fentanyl crisis. We have an open border with sex trafficking of children, an open border with criminal crime happening just through the roof. And they're all trying to act like, oh, there's not that much crime happening right now. They're all doing this. We have an issue with the food crisis still. We should have an issue with them pushing all this crazy, inappropriate stuff on the children. And you telling me that it could be worse? Everybody loved America under President Trump. Even the stupid leftists loved America. They loved America. They love Trump's America. They just don't want Trump in it. But you know what? They're willing to destroy this country if that means that President Trump can't return. I'm willing to bet that they're willing to take us into World War III just to prevent President Trump from returning, because it is bigger than just the United States of America people with Trump returning. It is bigger.
Given the way he said he intends to operate if he's reelected, this will be something we could never have imagined. Again, it seems like science fiction in a way, but it's what another 4 years of Donald Trump really promises, which is why people criticize CNN for their town hall. I want the American people to stare at the threat that we're facing and understand that they cannot take the next election off.
You know what this is? They have it in their mind that if we could prevent Hitler from coming into power, do whatever you have to. Nothing is off the table. See, that's the mentality they have. But see, they're implementing all of the Nazi tactics. The left, they're implementing it all over again with the whole state media. Jen Psaki, she's part of state media. CNN, MSDNC, ABC, CBS, all of them, that is state media. They push out propaganda. Everything he just said is straight up propaganda. How can you sit? See, I'm telling y'all, I've said it so many times. They have this idea that President Trump is the Hitler of this time, when President Trump was making it great for the entire country, even for these stupid liberals. He was making it great for everybody. The whole thing was make America great again. They're in America, but they don't want that. They want the opposite of that. All right, let's go. We're going to run out of time. So let me try to go through these pretty quick here. Did you know, I guess it's a bad thing.
You ain't black.
If you talk proper.
You ain't black.
If you use the English language as it's intended to be used.
You ain't black.
If you don't talk Ebonics.
You ain't black.
If you say your words proper.
You ain't black.
If you pronunciate your words.
You ain't black.
Right. I mean, I'm guessing this is what's going on. Well, apparently they created the Oxford Dictionary of African American English. What? I've never been to Africa.
You ain't black.
I've never been. I would like to visit Africa, but I've never been to Africa. I don't claim to be from Africa.
You ain't black.
But listen to this, because if you, again, they want to introduce all of this stupid stuff for black people to say, because they all say it. They all don't.
Here with a preview of those new words is Dr. Tracy Weldon. She's an executive editor, and advisory board member of the Oxford Dictionary of African American English. Doctor, thank you for being with us. I think when people hear a dictionary of African American English, they immediately go to Dr. Williams Ebonics from the 70s and culture war fodder for the 80s and 90s. How is this different?
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me today. It is true that for most of the public, Ebonics is what comes to mind when we talk about African-American language. But linguists have been researching African-American language for decades now and understand that it is a comprehensive language that includes grammar and syntax and pronunciation. And of course, vocabulary. And so the goal of this dictionary is to really highlight the words and phrases that have been created or in some way reinvented by members of the African American speech community and have contributed so much to the American English lexicon.
This is totally ignorant. I mean, this is totally ignorant. Instead of telling Black people, hey, you need to speak proper English, they're like, don't worry about it. We'll create a new English dictionary language for Black people to be and to sound and to remain ignorant. I mean, that's what's happening here.
All right. So here are the first 10 words. I'm going to read them for the folks who can't see the screen or listening on radio. Aunt Hagar's children, bussin', cakewalk, chitterlings. I'm going to come back to that and the pronunciation. Grill, kitchen, yes. Old school. Wow. Hat, promised land, ring shout. So those are the first 10. Why these first?
You know why? Because they have the slave mentality. See, that's what all this stems from. Black people love to live in the past. They want to live in the past because they want to ignore the present, because they don't want to have a future. So they want to live in the past. Listen to this. It's all about them living in that plantation. They had that slave mentality. Listen.
So we've actually released the first 100 words, and those 10 were featured in a recent article published by the New York Times. The aim was to really just sort of show the breadth of what this project hopes to cover. So, you know, as noted, a lot of people really think of African-American language as just slang. And there are certainly many slang terms that have been invented and innovated within the African-American speech community. But it's much broader than that. And so we try to really focus on, you know, just the full breadth of the African-American lexicon, starting with earlier terms, certainly some that have derived from the plantation era, such.
Did you hear? You hear? I mean, they came from the plantation era, so we need to remain on that plantation. That's all this is. Black people live in the past. They disregard the present because they don't want to have a future. I'm telling you, because they can't get out of the past. Get it off the screen. Get off the screen. And because they can't live in the present because they want to live in the past. They try to act like, oh, well, keep Black people ignorant. You know, that's what, you know, the Democrats, they used to do that. Don't allow Black people to read to keep them ignorant. That's all that this is. Continuing down that same path line to keep them ignorant. I mean, I'm so irritated by this. So as a result, you get stuff like this. Because Black people are not being educated. They don't want Black people to be educated. So you end up with this. So this is like, you see, look, there's four Black males here. And this is just Chirac. Four Black males, instead of them getting educated, they out there doing this. Right? This is camera. They don't know the cameras are there. So they're walking up on somebody. I'm not sure what this vehicle doing up here, but it stops for a second. What? I mean, it is unload, right? This is Chirac. This is normal. This is typical. This is okay. And you know what? Instead of them trying to get Black people to be educated, they still ignore this. This is crazy. And then, of course, they run off. Is that okay? And see, and then you get people upset with me. Sending me colorful messages, emails sometimes, and just text messages, and hating me because I acknowledge what is actually happening. Well, stop doing it. Why don't you tell them to stop doing it? Who are they shooting? I guarantee if it was four white males shooting at some black people, it'd be all over the news. Oh my goodness, the white supremacists are killing black people.
People of color.
They're killing us. They're killing us. Look at this. They're killing us. But on this one, crickets. I'm willing to bet the only reason why most of y'all that saw this is because I just shared it with you. Let me bring something else to you that's they are pointing to, you know, all this with this blackness and racism and everything. They're laying people off. People, jobs are going south. People's jobs are going away. And of course, they say it's hurting the black community more than any other community. And it's true because they're bringing all these illegals in and the illegals are just taking the jobs from the black people where black people were working these jobs because, you know, the Democrats, they want to make sure that black people stay at a certain education level. A few, every now and then they get some that come up and they allow them to get in position like Barack Hussein Obama, Oprah Winfrey, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right. They get a few LeBron James, but then they get, but the majority of the black community, they want them to stay at a certain poverty level. Listen to this. You got it. Facebook on here, which is Meta, right? Spotify and LinkedIn. And these are just a name of, this is just a few, three of them on the screen here. Listen to this.
There were also layoffs in the tech sector and a sharp rise in black unemployment that pushed up the overall jobless rate.
You hear this? A sharp rise in black unemployment. Right? But if you listen to the Democrats, there's more people working. More people working. They bring in all the illegals and black people lose jobs.
And a sharp rise in black unemployment that pushed up the overall jobless rate. It's a snapshot of a complicated, wobbly economy with stubbornly high inflation and the specter of a recession. Pessimism's having a late spring to remember. In a recent Gallup poll, 55% of people believe their financial situation is only fair or poor. Half say it's worsening. Fewer Americans, less than 2 in 3, have $400 squirreled away for an emergency.
And that's the bottom line to you.
For house hunters, that struggle hits home. Loan applications down roughly 30% from a year ago. Why? Rising interest rates, now just under 7%, tightening credit, and cities like Orlando have a startling lack of inventory. One-third the sellers this market need.
You hear this? But when you listen to Karine Jean-Pierre come out there and lie, just try to act like none of this is happening, like everything is fine, fine and dandy. Talking about Karine Jean-Pierre, let me play this for you. This is not Karine Jean-Pierre, but we're talking about election now, right? She won't talk about election because she's the laws won't allow me to talk about it, won't allow me to be political. But her job is 100% political, which I don't understand that. But anyways, did y'all know Nikki Haley went on CNN? Did y'all even know this? I didn't know it. It's like it was, you know, President Trump went on there and the entire world knew about it. Nikki Haley went on there. I didn't even know about it until I saw the clip. And I still didn't really care. But let me play just a little short snippet of her being on CNN. Nikki Haley's not going to make it. I'm just telling you. I'm Trump all the way. You don't like me for that? You just have to get over it. I'm still voting Trump. She's not going to make it. But listen to some of what she says, because I think Ukraine, we should not be pouring money into Ukraine, people. We have a major crisis here in the United States of America, and they want to take millions, if not millions, billions of dollars and send them to Ukraine, where Zelensky and other corrupt criminals there are just pocketing the money.
This is bigger than Ukraine. This is a war about freedom, and it's one we have to win. You look at those Ukrainians and what they do when Russia invaded their freedoms. They moved in there, went to the front lines, and fought for their country. The women said, we're not going to stay back. They made Molotov cocktails to defend their country. Everybody gave them 5 days to survive. But yet their passion and their will pushed them forward. What we have to understand.
That's not true. What pushed them forward is because we kept pouring money into the country. That's what pushed them forward. Had the United States of America never got involved, lives would have been saved and the war would have been over. Do you understand that? But the United States of America, because of the regime that's there right now, they do not want the war to end. You can get off the screen, because she goes on to say that a win for Ukraine is a win for all of us. The true battle there, what they don't ever bring up, what they don't ever talk about, the true battle with Ukraine has nothing to do with Ukraine and the people. It has everything to do with this one world order. Right now, what the battle is between Russia, China, and Venezuela and some other rogue nations that want to have their version of the one world order. Then you have NATO and other nations connected with NATO wanting to have their version of this one world order. That's what the battle's at right now. Ukraine is just happened to be in the middle. Ukraine just happened to be a mechanism to get it started. That's all that it is. Now, listen to this one with Klobuchar. Listen to her. Because she's asked this question. And she kind of, let me just play it.
Listen. There are questions, though, that a lot of people have. Even Congressman Dean Phillips, who was a colleague and a friend of yours, says he shouldn't run.
And she's talking about Joe Biden. She's talking about Joe Biden not running. I can get a little more context here because she's asked a question about Joe Biden not being completely there. He's old. He's lost his mind. He's rabid. But watch how she responds.
I'm going to ask you about the last time you was in Minnesota, because you were there at Cummins Manufacturing up in Fridley. And you gave a rousing speech. The governor gave a rousing speech. Tina Smith spoke with a lot of energy and verb. And when the president came on, a number of reporters were going, what's the deal? There was very low energy. He seemed exhausted, frankly. He looked older.
Low energy. Sorry.
And, you know, I think people will look at that and see things. And obviously, I feel almost sorry for him for having fallen. The cameras capture it. But what do you say about that? Because there are times where he does appear, frankly, old.
Sleepy Joe. It's not sometimes he appears to be old.
He is
old. The dude is senile.
He's 80 years old.
Yes, he's senile. What do you mean appears, right? This is her trying to chalk it up, trying to be nice, trying to, you know, he's a little old, don't you think? And you even have the press starting to recognize it. The press corps is the most idiotic, stupid people in America because they see all the corruption happen and then they go, what kind of ice cream are you eating today, Joe? Stupid. Listen.
You know, he's always had this somewhat understated style. I mean, right. I know I debated him. I ran against him for a year. And I know that he is someone that feels very deeply about things. He's just not someone that gets up and yells all the time.
Oh, yes, he does. MAGA Republicans. The MAGA Republicans. The MAGA Republicans. Really? He's quick to stand up and yell about that. He's quick to do that. Is he not? Does he not stand up and scream about all of that, Shannon?
Oh, yeah. Am I just whispers in your ear.
Yeah. Then he goes,
they're coming for your social security.
They were not going to let them take it. I mean, it's crazy. Again, this is them thinking that you and I were too stupid to recognize that they're straight up lying to us. And I share it. But see, I'm.
You ain't black.
See, because I'm not complying. So apparently.
You ain't black.
I mean, because, you know, I don't know how else to do this, right? I mean, I'm going to tell the truth, regardless if you like it or not. And I, as soon as I said I'm for Trump, and I saw in the comments a whole bunch of people in there saying they're for Trump too, Trump 2024. I'm telling you, they hate Trump so much. And all of this is about Trump, right? All of it, it's crazy. And Trump is just a man. Everything that they're doing, it's like their existence on this planet is Trump. Trump lives rent-free in their heads. They're everything.
Everything is about Trump.
Yes.
Everything.
Everything. They focus on Trump like it's no tomorrow. Right? So, I got something I want to share with y'all. This is an oldie but goodie. You remember during the debates when President Trump was debating the rhinos then? You know, the rats. Rhinos against Trump, you know, and if you don't like it, rhinos against Trump, there's another term to it too. Rhinos against truth, right? These rhinos, they support all of this demonic stuff because they're part of the establishment. So you can go either way with it. Rhinos against Trump, rhinos against truth. They're nothing but a bunch of rats. R-A-T, rats. Well, look at this one. This is so good. And this is so good. And a lot of people, this is like in the beginning, this is when I really started liking Trump. I was like, oh, wait, whoa. This man is getting it. And I was loving it. Listen, so I'm going to play it for you again here. If you haven't already here on Rumble, could you do me a favor? Hit the thumbs up. And that means Rumble this video. That means Rumble this video. Hit the Rumble on this video for me.
This is a tough business to run for president.
I know. You're a tough guy, Jeb.
And we need to have a leader that is prepared. You're never going to be president of the United States by insulting your way to the presidency.
Let's see. I'm at 42 and you're at 3. So far, I'm doing better.
Doesn't matter.
He said, you're never going to be president. And don't matter. This is so good. You need to archive it. Hit the thumbs up.
So far, I'm doing better. You know, you started off over here, Jeb. You're moving over further and further. Pretty soon you're going to be off the end. Here's a guy that buys a house for $179,000. He sells it to a lobbyist who's probably here for $380,000, and then legislation is passed. Well, you tell me about this guy. This is what we're going to have.
He's had the gall to go after
the World Trade Center came down during the gall to go after
my mother.
Remember that.
Hold on. Let me finish this. The gall to go after my mother.
That's not keeping
her
safe.
Look, I won the lottery when I was born 63 years ago and looked up and I saw my mom. My mom is the strongest woman I know.
She should
be
running.
This is not about my...
Take 30 seconds.
Let me just say, wants to be a tough guy. A lot of times, you'll have, and it doesn't work very well with
how tough is it to take a times, property from an elderly
talk,
woman?
Let me talk. Quiet.
How tough
a lot of times...
see, this is my man. This is my man. See, this is what I like. I like it because he's not, you know what?
He's not one of them.
They want him to be like, well, Jeb, we need to try to get along with the establishment. We need to get along with the Democrats, Jeb. That's what they want.
He said, be quiet. Let me talk.
Yeah, I love it.
I like it when he says,
dude,
my mom's a strong woman. He says,
she should run. Yeah, no, she should be running.
A lot of times. That's all of his donors and special interests out there. So that's what it is. And by the way, let me just tell you, we need a ticket. You can't get them. You know who has the tickets to the television audience? Donors, special interests, the people that are putting up the money. So it is.
Listen, you hear and those same people in the crowd right now, the audience.
And Jeb Bush knows it's true.
Jeb Bush not denying it.
Nope.
Not denying it at all. We want to get all of them in there for the establishment. They're all in there booing President Trump. Those same rats today are the same rats right now trying to convince everyone not to support President Trump. President Trump is not your typical politician. This is the reason why I'm supporting him, because he stands up to all of these tyrants.
The RNC told us we have all donors in the audience, and the reason they're not loving me, the reason they're not loving me is I don't want their money. I'm going to do the right thing for the American public. I don't want their money. I don't need their money. And I'm the only one up here that can say that.
Yes. Yes. I mean, how good was that? So I can't wait until they get these next debates going on. But Shannon, she's subject to believe that when Nikki Haley, Mike Pence, Christie, Ron DeSantis, Ramsey, when they have the debate, they're going to allow those five on there and they're not going to allow President Trump to go on the debate stage with them.
Well, I said I could see it happen. I mean,
you can see it
the
happen.
Way things are going. You know, even a lot of these rhinos, they would get so much backlash from that. They're just as scared of Trump as the Democrats are. What does that say to you?
Yeah, they are. They're terrified of Trump.
Yeah.
They're terrified because they see people like Will Johnson.
You ain't black.
Still supporting President Trump. And like, we've shown you everything that we could show you on President Trump. Why would you still support him?
You know what, Will,
How dare you?
We have How some serious... You? Alpha males running. You have DeSantis running. You have Trump running. you have, I don't think Pence is really an alpha male, but you have Ramsway. He's an alpha male. So these debates.
I think the only one that would be kind of civil on stage with President Trump would be Ramsway.
I think so too.
I think he's the only one that will actually be respectful and, you know, acknowledge President Trump's position.
He wants to talk about the policies.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I think he'd be the only one. He'd be the only one. And I can't see President Trump even hitting him because he haven't given President Trump a reason. He haven't given him a reason. But, you know, we shall see.
He'll come up with nicknames for all of them.
It's going to be really interesting. You know, he always come up with nickname when they go out there and they lie, or when they go out there and they try to make President Trump look like he's something that he's not. Then he comes up with these nicknames. But anyways, hey, everybody, we are at the end. Hey, let me tell you about something that you should be looking into. Are y'all okay with the woke companies? Are you okay with the woke companies? Target, Kohl's, Walmart? Are y'all okay with them? It's Sam's Club now, right? Are you okay with them? Well, let me tell you about Mammoth Nation. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I encourage everyone to go look at it right now. Mammoth Nation. Mammoth Nation. Huh? Can we put the website on the screen here? Put it up on the screen for me. Mammoth Nation. If you go to mammothnation.com, use promo code WILL, you can get 30% off the discount. You can get a 30% discount on their membership. It's an online membership. So you need to go to mammothnation.com. And then I've tried to get people to understand this. And I guess maybe people just like going to, you know, Target. You know, maybe they like giving their money to woke companies. Maybe they like it. I don't know. You know, I guess to an extent we all have to, you know, go at some point. I've yet to set foot in Target when all of this happened. Not a single time. But Mammoth Nation has so many things that you can take advantage of.
Yeah, hotels.
Mammothnation.com. The link is in the description.
Yeah, you can't tell me people aren't going on vacations. Just the membership for 1 year, it's around $20 with the 30% off. You'll make it up in one booking of hotels.
Yeah, you get huge discounts. There's so much benefit. There's gun accessories on here.
Pet food.
And you know, I'll talk about this because of the woke companies. MammothNation.com. Use promo code WILL. The link is in the description below.
And this isn't just all the companies here. There's a lot more. This is just a little snapshot, a little highlight of what they have.
Exactly. So Mammoth Nation is a fast-growing conservative marketplace. What better way to stop supporting woke companies than to support businesses that support America and its people? Come on now. Mammoth Nation is a membership-based online shopping platform that features American-owned and operated businesses while openly supporting America First candidates and causes. Just to name a few items you can take advantage of on their website: hotels, training gear, beef, wine, women's fashion, men's apparel, dog treats, and gun accessories, and so much more. Visit mammothnation.com. Use promo code WILL to get 30% discount on your membership today. Or just click the link in the description below. Don't forget, promo code WILL. Take advantage of it. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for being with us. Don't forget to hit that Rumble button. Thank you so much. We have 100 and how many do we have on here? Have 118. If you have not hit the thumbs up, please do so now. It greatly helps. God bless you. Stay safe, stay strong, stay away from woke liberals. We just talked about it.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.